Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 6 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the internal and external barriers that prevent you from doing the work you were born to do. This week, I want to talk about a struggle that I have as a creative business owner. Now, when coming up with the idea for this podcast, I wrote down two struggles. The first one was this idea of how do I value my work? What am I worth? What does money mean to me? And I started realizing that that was way too big for where I wanted to be this week. And it was personal, and it was something that is going to take some reflection upon my part to have something of importance to share. But I also realized that there was a greater struggle beyond just money, value, and worth. And that was centered around the idea of owning my own schedule. When I first started my business, I had just come out of a 9-to-5 job. I knew where I needed to be. I knew what time I needed to be working. And my schedule was pretty much set for me. And when I went out on my own, the schedule was open. It was free. I was free to do whatever I wanted to do. If I wanted to work in my pajamas, I could at 10 in the morning eating cereal. But what I've discovered over time is that I started making decisions about my schedule, not based upon actual demand and not what clients were telling me, but based upon what I perceived the need for my schedule to be. What were clients going to think if I wasn't working a 9-to-5 schedule? While that might not have any ramification to my work in the beginning, it's made a tremendous impact 10 years later. Because what has happened is that this scheduling of my time affects how I approach my personal health. And that's what I want to talk about this week. I don't want to share productivity hacks. I don't want to share better ways to schedule your time so that you can get more work done. No. What I want to talk about is sometimes you go back to bed. Sometimes you realize that you need to take care of yourself. So usually when I start my week, I sit down on Mondays and I write down all the things that I want to accomplish for my business, for my clients, and usually for my life. This week was no exception. I sat down, I wrote that I wanted to record the podcast on Wednesday and edit it and schedule it for release. I had a few ideas on what I wanted to talk about, but as I sat down yesterday, I realize I'm really tired. My schedule changed this week so that I wake up at 4:30 in the morning and I end the day really late, so I'm not getting the sleep that I'm used to. I can just feel the exhaustion. So when I sat down yesterday to record this podcast, I just couldn't get started. And I decided I'm going to go back to bed. I'm going to go back to bed because sometimes you go back to bed. Sometimes you need to just hit that reset button. Sometimes you don't feel well. Sometimes your head's just not in the game. And there are moments when you can know the difference between that feeling that you can just push through and persevere, or the time when you truly do need to hit that reset switch. And yesterday for me was that day where I just needed to hit that reset switch, knowing that I was going to be out late. As creative professionals, if you're anything like me, taking care of yourself is not something that comes naturally. Personal health, diet, exercise, all of those things seem to take a backseat to the creation of our artwork. And if we're not careful, we wake up one day realizing that we should have taken care of ourselves. I want to share 5 ways that you can take care of yourself today. I hope you know that I'm not just wanting to preach from on high. These are ways that I'm really trying to adopt for myself. I'm really trying to utilize these methods so that at the end of the day, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, I'm not going to be in a worse place in terms of my health, in terms of my mental health, because I didn't work into my schedule the need to go back to bed sometimes. Here are 5 ways you can take care of yourself today. The first one is build your life around your analysis of when you're most productive and when you aren't. I realize this is a productivity hack, but it's an important one because if you know when you're productive, work when you're productive so that when you're not as productive, you can go take care of yourself, so that you can go for a walk, so that you can exercise, so that you can have coffee with friends or spend some time with your significant other. Those are all important areas of your life that can get ignored when you're in the creative zone. The second way you can take care of yourself today is get sleep. Go back to bed. Sometimes you just need sleep. There's a very strong message right now of you need to hustle, you need to work harder than anyone else is working. And why I don't disagree with that message, what I do disagree with is at the detriment to your health, at the expense of your sleep schedule. You know what? Sleep is important. We need sleep. The experts say we need at least 8 hours or more. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you're a human being and that you can't function solely on caffeine and sleeplessness. The third way you can take care of yourself today is if you're like me, you sit at a computer all day. Stand up, stretch, get blood flowing into your legs, remove your back from the hunched over position of typing and staring at a monitor. Blink, close your eyes. These are just important biological ways of making sure that your body is going to not be stiff later on in the year. The fourth way is related to this idea of standing up and stretch, but it's simply go for a walk. Get outside. Allow your eyes to adjust to a different light temperature. Let your eyes adjust to the brightness or the gloominess of outside. Going for a walk gets your blood flowing. You could actually see other people if you're a recluse like I can be at times. Getting outside will get you near people and allow you the opportunity to just not be a hermit. The fifth and final way you can take care of yourself today is to approach a new subject or something completely unrelated to the work that you do with the curiosity and wonder of a child. This has nothing to do with physical health. This has everything to do with mental health. It has everything to do with embracing this idea that life doesn't need to be so serious. There are so many horrible things going on in the world right now. But if we can just take some time to not only approach life with wonder, but also share that wonder with other people, I think we're going to be better off. And it just allows us that opportunity to be better people. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If this podcast is resonating with you, I would appreciate if you would give me a shout out on social media. I'm at CM Studios on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Leave a review on iTunes and let me know what you think of this podcast. And if you want to stay connected with me, sign up for my newsletter at thecuriositylab.net. I send that out about twice a month with just some fun things about curiosity. I hope that you will take time today to start owning your schedule and taking care of yourself so that in a month, in a year, in a decade, you're going to be going strong and doing the work you were born to do. Now, get out there and get to work. Or go back to bed.